you can deal with them. They have 10 times bigger in GNP than ours, but they are not as in immensity in that it's impossible to catch them all together and to deal with them. But we can do a lot of things precisely in there, or sometime maybe in the near future in Florida or in another state. And we can organize that, and we can find a lot of new markets for our things. It's something very important that Mercedes is not here, because she shall say to me, what you know about selling things? I am the one who knows selling things, because I was selling here 20 years my things in Bloomingdale, in Neiman Marcus, or in Baird of Goodman, or all over. But I think that if we are always thinking in these big areas, it's very difficult to go in. But in those different areas, little and where you can reach the people, the right people in the right place, we can do a lot of things. And the other things that we are committed is to try to develop what is known as like the free trade area of the Americas. We have, with our people in foreign affairs activities, and mainly with our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, trying to plant this seed every day, in every chance we have to meet other countries, not only the Mercosur, but also in the Andean community. We wait with anxiety the results of the new elections in the States, because we really believe that both candidates, Mr. Gore or Mr. Bush, both of them are politically committed to do the same thing with us. We must remember that when Mr. Clinton organized the meeting in Florida, trying to pushing this global trade area, he sent a letter to all of us, well, not for me, for the ancient president, saying that the one who is going to lead the whole movement shall be Mr. Gore, the vice president, and he put him in operating in this area in those days. And I think Mr. Gore is a man who got a lot of experience during his term as vice president, and he must be well informed of the necessity that the states have to be sure about South American destiny, social destiny. Because, you know, when you speak about people who has no jobs, when you speak about people who has no education, and when you speak about people who sometimes they are much better living in the jungle and receiving some kind of salary from the guerrilla people, sustained by the drug people. Well, which is the way to destroy that, who change this reality, who create a new horizon for the people, sending paratroops, sending helicopters, sending guns, or sending arms? No. Making business. Liberty is not divided in areas. Liberty is only one entity for everything. And liberty of commerce was one of the main issues in the early days of our independence. Liberty of commerce was something that eroded the colonial Spanish system down there and all over in South America. And we are in the same situation today. Our regional agreement, Mercosur, is very good. We change in our commerce